Hi, it's Mark Rabin. I'm a senior advisor with Kynexus, and today I'm reading a blog post that's titled, Six Steps to Continuous Improvement in the Automotive Industry. It was written by Danielle Yoon from Kynexus. So to find a link to the blog post, look in the show notes. Manufacturers of all kinds seek to achieve continuous quality improvement because it ensures the consistency of products as delivered to customers and protects against competition. It also paves the path to compliance with industry-specific standards. This is crucial in the automotive sector because defective vehicle parts may lead to expensive recalls or worse, accidents that cost lives. Fortunately, continuous improvement has a long history in automotive manufacturing. Many of the tools and techniques widely used by organizations worldwide were explicitly developed to ensure the quality and efficiency of automotive manufacturing. Toyota was a pioneer of many of the CQI approaches used today. As you might imagine, the benefits of a successful continuous improvement program are significant, including product consistency. It's essential that all automotive products that make it off the manufacturing line are fully operational. Also, the capabilities of each part produced need to match the needs of end users. An effective quality program introduces proactive solutions to eliminate the delivery of defective or unnecessary parts and products. Problems are identified quickly and immediately resolved, well before the products leave the manufacturing line. Consistency is possible when decisions are made based on real-time data rather than guesses. Another benefit is compliance with standards. Automotive manufacturers must comply with the standards set by the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO. Manufacturing plants are certified only once all of the conditions are met. The standards ensure the quality, safety, and efficiency of the products produced. In addition, ISO requires continued training and development programs for staff, enhancing their ability to participate in the effort to ensure every product meets the standards and customers' needs. Another benefit is process efficiency. With continuous improvement tools in place, producers can deliver products to customers more quickly. Quality improvement processes mitigate issues that can lead to time-consuming delays in the delivery of the parts that are produced. Another benefit is maximum resource utilization. Continuous quality improvement is essential for the automotive manufacturing industry because it allows for resource effectiveness in terms of time and human resources, significantly reducing manufacturing costs. Quality problems can lead to the waste of raw materials, production downtime, and expensive product recalls. But of course, we have to make sure maximum resource utilization doesn't lead to overproduction. For these reasons, the case for a structured approach to continuous improvement in automotive manufacturing is compelling, but how can it be achieved? There are six simple steps that any manufacturing organization can implement. There's a really nice infographic in the blog post. If you'd like to share the infographic or the post in text form, again, look for a link to the blog post in the show notes. Okay, so here's those six steps. One, adopt a team mindset. Quality and efficiency won't be sustainably improved by individuals working on their own. To implement lasting and meaningful change in manufacturing processes, a team-based approach is required. By involving multiple functional areas in the search for improved quality, you get various perspectives and areas of expertise. It's also essential to understand the history of the process. Understanding why the process is the way it is today is an important first step to uncovering improvement opportunities. Leaders should always include process operators in discussions of positive change. Step 2. Define value from the customer's point of view. It's common for automotive manufacturers to try to make a product better without really understanding what better means to the customer. By increasing costs, producers can almost always add features or functions to a product, but the additional cost may not be worth it to the customer. As part of your continuous improvement program, someone should always serve as an advocate for the customer, or better yet, get direct input from your customers. Step 3. Develop a common understanding of the cost of quality. The cost to fix a product defect once it reaches a customer is so much higher than the cost to fix the problems caused before the product is created or shipped. Automotive manufacturing staff must be trained to understand the cost factors involved with warranty repairs or replacement and the cost of a damaged reputation. Once every team member applies this perspective, a desire to find the root cause for problems becomes second nature in problem solving. Step 4, solve problems completely. All too often, manufacturing quality improvements target the symptoms of process failures rather than the root causes. This usually takes the form of adding quality inspection steps or rework stations that make it easier to find and fix defects. Instead, the desire to find root causes should be developed within teams. When teams develop that ability, often through 5-why analysis, to uncover the root cause of defects in the manufacturing process or the root causes, and developing a test that verifies the capacity to turn on and turn off the problem, precise solutions to problems will be implemented that will ensure that the problem doesn't return. Step 5, practice strong process discipline. Through the quality improvement process, teams must practice strong process discipline. Depending on the product, deviations from standard work without a structured improvement cycle could have serious quality repercussions. While the organization should avoid the unnecessary bureaucracy that inhibits innovation, some structure must be employed to maintain consistency. And step 6, leverage improvement management technology. One essential tool for structured improvement in the automotive industry is continuous improvement software, like Kinexis. With the right platform in place, employees can report opportunities for improvement, manage projects to improve efficiency and reduce waste, and they can also measure the impact of change over time. In addition, the software becomes the home for standard work, known as standardized work, and the software is also the home for supporting data and other institutional knowledge. With all of the relevant information about past improvement work in one easily accessible online tool, everybody gets better at making good decisions faster. By following these 6 steps, automotive manufacturing leaders can develop effective quality improvement programs within their organizations, and they can reap substantial benefits. I think these approaches and the guidelines shared here, this is me adding my commentary to Daniel's post. I think this can be applied in really any industry, not just automotive manufacturing. That is the focus of what Daniel wrote. But you know, whether you're practicing continuous improvement, CQI, TQM, Lean, Lean Six Sigma, what have you, I think all of these approaches and, if I may say, the Kinexis software platform can apply and help. So again, thank you for listening to the post. If you want to find the blog post and the infographic, look for a link to the blog post in the show notes. Thanks for listening. And I should also add, if you'd like to learn more about Kinexis, please visit our website at www.kinexis.com.